The Yankees look for a series win at Safeco Field, and D.D. Gregorius would do his part to make sure that would happen.
Here's the pitch on the way, swinging a drive deep to right field. Haniger going back to the warning track to the wall, leaps up. Goodbye, baseball. Gregorius with a home run. It gives the Yankees a 2-0 lead here in the top half of the second. For the Yankees, their second home run already of the afternoon. Brett Gardner went deep leading off the game. There's the pitch. Swung on. Well hit ball again down the right field line, and this one is gone. Goodbye, baseball. Didi does it again. Didi Gregorius with his second home run in as many at-bats, now with 14 home runs on the year. A line drive home run into the lower deck, and it's now the Yankees 3 and the Mariners nothing on Didi's second home run of the afternoon. Here she comes. Swing and a line drive into the gap in left center field. And deep, and this one is on the track, rolls all the way to the wall. Cruz will score the tying run. Gamble running third. He will score. Mariners have the lead 4-3. And it's second with a two-out, two-run double is Guillermo Heredia. The Mariners with four runs in here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
And now the 0-2. Swinging, this is lined into left field. Gamble closing, lays out, can't make the catch. It's off the webbing of his glove and it rolls into foul territory. Headley is in to score. Frazier advances a bag into third. And this game is now tied on nearly a sensational catch by Gamble near the line in left field. Instead, an RBI base hit from Brent Gardner, and we are even at four. Zick sets, now pitches. Swing, line drive well over Seager's head into left field. Yankees are taking the lead. Frazier comes down the line and scores. Torres has rounded third. He crosses home. Clint Frazier has given the Yankees the lead here in the sixth inning. He has pushed Gardner first to third. It's now 6-4 New York.
The Mariners have now dropped 4 of 6 on the heels of a four-game win streak to begin the second half of the season. Here's their manager, Scott Servais.
I had a feeling that might be a wild game today. I didn't quite know it would go that way. But, down 3-0, I thought our guys did a great job to battle back. Got some big hits and just not enough. Kind of came down to a battle of bullpens today, and theirs was a little bit sharper than we were there in the sixth inning. So, give a lot of credit to our guys for battling back down 3-0. Just not enough today. And, had a little something going maybe in the ninth inning, and again, just didn't have enough to push anything across.
The importance of getting the early runs with what comes up later, is that kind of a particular challenge, what it is, a guy that you haven't seen before?
I think the timing, of us taking the lead was crucial. Obviously, we know that their bullpen has been very good. They got some veteran guys down there that have a long track record of being very good, but we had the lead going to the sixth. I thought Gallardo hung in there. Obviously, the home run ball got him a little bit, but he managed to get through some other traffic, which was important to give us 5 innings today. And then, Pazos was not real sharp. The walks come back to hurt a little bit, and just couldn't get shut the door there in the sixth inning to work with some of our other guys. So, we got a good club. It just today was a big game. Would have been nice to hang on to that lead and get out of here with a split. But we got to get back to winning series. That's been the focus here in the second half is, win the series, keep winning series, and see where we're at, once we get into August. So, unfortunately, didn't get it done. But we'll get back after it tomorrow.
What did you see in Gallardo just in making the start, first one back and out there and everything?
Yeah, I didn't think, stuff-wise, maybe, obviously, coming out of the bullpen, he knows he's going to be in there for shorter bursts or whatever, so he kind of letting it go. The stuff was a tick down from what we saw out of the bullpen, but, he made a couple mistakes. Obviously, Gregorius had his number today, and the two home runs to him, but I'll give him credit. He did hang in there. We needed to get 5 innings out of him. He did it, at 80 pitches or whatever, which was about the right number for him. He hadn't been out there in a while, but, I knew it was going to come down to felt going into the game. It was going to come down to bullpen today, where we were with our starter and there with them, their starter there as well. So, just not our day.
The Yankees have won 13 out of their last 15 here. Is that just a crazy number, or is there something a little more substantial than that?
I can't speak to all 15
right.
Games. I haven't been here that long, just going off of what I've seen last year and this year. They got a good ball club, there's no doubt. We've played pretty good in New York last year. We didn't play them as good here, so I can't really explain it. No rhyme or reason to it. you know, for us, you know, we you know, more consistent offense and more pressure on them in different innings. You know, we had the big inning yesterday, had a big inning today, but you know, not quite enough throughout all nine innings.
You mentioned wanting to see some things from Gallardo before the game. Did you see him take steps in the right direction?
I thought he was a little tentative early versus what we saw out of the bullpen. I thought out of the bullpen he's a little bit more aggressive attacking, you know, a little bit like there's nothing to lose. It's a little bit different, you know, when you're coming out of the bullpen and you're pitching maybe on a bad side of a game versus going out and trying to establish the tempo of the game. So maybe not quite as aggressive as we'd seen him coming out of the bullpen, which is kind of what we were looking for today.
You try to get something going there, and then Modern gets picked off.
Yeah, mental mistake. And we talk all the time. Physical mistakes happen. You know, that's a mental mistake. And I know Taylor's not out there every day, but you know, when you're in that role, you've got to be mentally sharp and understand the situation. And you know, that run, you know, you're down by two. It's not like it's the tying run. You know, really no need to get picked off there. But you know, mental mistakes happen, and they certainly hurt.
On Monday, the Mariners will welcome in the Red Sox to Safeco Field. James Paxton will start the opener.